Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Shotgun Spratling, and this is Shotgun Versus, presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Shotgun Versus is the podcast where sports minds think they can take me down in a one-on-one face-off about the week's hottest topics. We'll see if that it can ever come true. But make sure to check us out online and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Today, we're going to be discussing Major League Baseball with Tommy Morris, the co-host of the Monday radio show Unsportsmanlike Conduct on KXSC. Our topic is going to include the most important players for the championship series, the pitching rotations, the Rays' potential to return, and the team sitting at home that has the best chance of making it next year. Is it one of your teams? We'll find out. But first, my co-host, Andrew Thomas Magny.
It's ATM. You know to call me Cash.
That's exactly right. It's going to break us off with the game of the day and the top stories of the day. What do we got?
I'm sorry, but the top story of the day is actually hockey. We got the New Jersey Devils 1, Buffalo 0. That one in overtime. Ilya Kovalchuk, the game winner. But more important, Martin Brodeur, his 111th shutout. That's a record. Already had it, just extending it. Shotgun, tell me, is there anything to say about hockey?
I love hockey. Hockey's one of my favorite sports to go and attend because it's such an environment that just induces. It's cold, you know. Girls are go in without sweaters on, which is a bad idea. Great idea for everyone else involved. It's a great sport, especially the ice girls on there. You know, I love hockey, especially Kovalchuk, my favorite player of all time. Too bad he's not on the Thrashers anymore. But moving on, what's our top stories of the day?
First, Gilbert Arenas fined an undisclosed amount of money by the Wizards for faking a knee injury. I guess he wanted teammate Nick Young to start, get some PT. Flip Saunders didn't like it so much. What's your take?
Maybe Gilbert Arenas should have faked his whole pulling out guns out of his locker last year, you know, with the finger pistols. I mean, come on. He should have faked something like that rather than trying to fake an injury. I don't know what this guy's thinking. Nobody really knows what the hell he's thinking.
Second, and more importantly, because it's always about money, the NFL could lose $1 billion before the season even starts if there's a lockout. Shotgun, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. They should pass a little bit on over here to the Shotgun Versus podcast, you know, because we're repping them every night. I mean, we should at least get a little bit of kickback, don't you think?
I like it. Third and final, Brett Favre may sit out because of tendonitis in his right elbow. What would that mean for the Vikings or anything else? Maybe the record, you know, consecutive starts could be in jeopardy.
The consecutive starts could be in jeopardy. And I'm pretty sure that it's because he's been spending so much time sexting on his phone. You know, he's been typing with his elbow. You know, he's getting that little tennis elbow. Or maybe Jen Sturger actually sent him a picture back, and that's why his elbow's aching.
Well, who knows?
But now let's move on to my favorite segment. Arrested, dead, suspended, fine. Any arrests today?
None.
Everybody staying out of jail, that's a positive. What about a couple people dead?
Nobody's dying this year.
That's good news, except for the people paying for the health insurance for all these people. Suspended?
Suspended. There is one. Chivas USA forward Alan Gordon, a 2-game suspension for violent conduct in his last match, but it's the MLS. Nobody actually cares.
Evidently, you can't, you know, just go up and punch people in the face. Not to say that he did that. But anyways, let's move on. Any fines?
None.
Just a little Gilbert Arenas thing?
That's it. But now, after that, let's move on to hired, fired. I think you got about 3 of them today, don't you?
Some interesting stuff. The new mascot for UGA, Uga 8th, is going to be replacing the interim mascot after the tragic death last year of Uga 7. But Uga 8 is going to be hired and going to be filling in, finally. He gets hired for the official job. Besides that, A.J. Burnett's kind of getting hired back to the Yankees' rotation. It appears they're going to use him, even though he had threw a simulated game and hit a couple of his own teammates, you know, a little bit over the place. Not a guy you want to step in and dig into there. But fired is going to be Sean Merriman. Is going to be no longer going to be with the Chargers. When they put him on the IR with a minor injury designation, which means whenever he is healthy, he's going to be released by the team and he's going to be gone. Evidently, you can't have too much Tila Tequila.
Just way too much of that. But that's a quick look at today's news. Now onto what everybody's been waiting for, Shotgun Versus. Trying to take down Shotgun today will be Tommy Morris. We'll have 5 MLB topics up for debate, with a point being awarded to whoever presents the better argument. First 1-3 wins. Tommy, how you doing? How do you like your chances?
Oh, I'm feeling lucky today, Andrew, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You probably don't even need luck to take Shotgun down. Not too difficult. But first, the most important player in the Phillies-Giants series. Who do you have, Tommy?
I got Shane Victorino, and I'll tell you why, Shotgun. Because Shane Victorino needs to set the tone for this whole Phillies lineup. The Giants pitching staff has done really well. They did really well last series. They did really well down the stretch in the regular season. So if Victorino can play well, it'll really set the tone for the whole lineup and the whole series.
Too bad that's not the most important player, because there's other guys in that lineup that can hit. who's going to be the most important is going to be Buster Posey over for the Giants, because not only does he have to handle the pitching staff, which was great against the Braves, but he also has to provide some pop in the middle of that lineup. He's got to do it on both sides. He's the most important player in the series.
I think I like Tommy on that one. He talks fast, also sometimes talks some sense. 1-0 Tommy. Most important player now, Shotgun, coming back, Rangers, Yankees.
The most important player in this series is going to be C.J. Wilson. He needs to have a good start in Game 1. If he can defeat C.C. Sabathia, that will put the Yankees behind the eight ball, so C.J. Wilson can completely turn this series around with a huge start in Game 1.
Yeah, I'm going to take a different Ranger. I'm going to take Josh Hamilton, Mr. Ginger Ale, because he did not play well in the past series with the Rays, and I think he needs to perform really well if they're going to beat the Yankees, because I know the Rays had a better season, or better, yeah, better regular season than the Yankees, but I think they're a worse team. Josh Hamilton has to play well in order for them to win the series.
I think C.J. Wilson, Game 1 starter, definitely the more important player in that series, 1-1 right now. Let's go back to you, Tommy. Is it a good or a bad idea to push back your more experienced guy to Game 3 as a starting pitcher instead of having them potentially pitch Game 7? We're seeing the Yankees do that with Pettit. How do you like it?
Yeah, I don't like it at all, because you can't plan for a 7-game series. You got to plan to win every single night, and to try and predict that you're going to go 7 is just naive. You got to try and win as soon as possible, so I don't like that move at all.
The Yankees pushed back Andy Pettit to Game 3, and the Giants, even though they said they're just doing it to switch it up, they put Jonathan Sanchez in Game 2 and Matt Cain in Game 3, and I think it's a great move, because you're going to have a more experienced guy going down the stretch of that series, because you're probably going to go 7 games in the championship series against the Phillies, especially for the Giants, and to have Cain there instead of Sanchez, a guy who's a little wild all the time, I think it's a very important move to get your experience in there.
I think I like experience in Game 7 as well. Shotgun up 2-1. Shotgun, can the Rays make it back? Your squad, can they get back next year to the playoffs or even to relevance if this payroll cut comes to be?
They're saying they're going to cut payroll, and it's just going to be difficult. They're going to be without Carl Crawford more than likely. Carlos Pena may or may not leave. He's so bad they may still be able to get him. Their bullpen is going to blow up because all the guys are free agents down there. It's going to be really, really tough. They've got great starting pitching, but they're going to need some guys to fill in now.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay, and I'll agree with you on the starting pitching thing. They still get back Price, Garza, and Hellickson, and Hellickson looked good coming up through the minor leagues, and that's another reason why I think they'll be okay. They have so much talent in the minor leagues that I think they'll be able to fill the voids that come up. And in the bullpen, they got Benoit, who can step into that closer role, so I think they'll be okay without Rafael Soriano.
The Rays always somehow seem to get it done at the end. I'll give Tommy that point. 2-2 coming into the final question. Shotgun, who is the best team sitting at home right now with a chance at the World Series next year?
I've got to go with your own squad, the Minnesota Twins, because they've got some good, solid starting pitching. Liriano has finally looked like an ace again. You're going to have Morneau back. You're going to have Joe Nathan back. Then this team was built to play this season. However, if they can just avoid the Yankees, I think it's Minnesota.
I'd have to disagree with you there. I think it's got to be the Red Sox, and here's why. Don't even look at the roster, because it doesn't matter. They have the money, and they can spend the money on whoever they want, so they'll get whoever they want this offseason and make their team into contenders again.
They have to outbid the Yankees, which isn't going to happen. They're not going to get Carl Crawford like they want.
There's enough love to go around in that free agency.
I said earlier in the show that it's all about the money. I take it back. I like the Twins better. Shotgun, you're the winner. Give me today's ponderance.
Today's ponderance, I'm going to go back to yesterday when the Sports Illustrated story came out about the agent. I reread it today. I have to say that USC comes out looking a lot better than UCLA after reading this story. A lot of UCLA players taking money. The only one who didn't was J.J. Stokes. Jonathan Ogden did take some, and Jonathan Ogden just looks hilarious going and screaming at a Janet Jackson concert like a little girl. But J.J. Stokes didn't take money from UCLA, but Keyshawn Johnson, who was the number one overall pick, supposedly did not take money. And from everything I've heard from Keyshawn, great guy, hilarious, absolutely. I've talked to him a couple times. Incredible guy. I don't think he did that. So I'm going to say that UCLA looks bad, and now they can't really even say, you know, that we're the ones cheating, because now they're coming out looking even worse. But that's going to be it for today. Thank you for listening to the Shotgun Versus podcast presented by Neon Tommy Sports at neontommy.com. Thank you to my co-host, Andrew Thomas Magny. Just call him Cash, folks. And thank you to Tommy Morris for stepping in from the Unsportsmanlike Conduct radio show, which you can find on Mondays on KXSC. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll be back to discuss the NBA, even though it's just preseason, there's a couple things we're going to talk about. So make sure to subscribe on iTunes or hit us up on Neon Tommy. Peace.